of kinetics. Well, that's just one example of where there is still work to do, but so much has gone on in the combustion area since I quit working as hard as I used to on trying to keep up, that I feel far behind when I listen to today's papers. I go to the Combustion Institute meeting, and surely I get something out of them. But what I get mostly is the realization that because I haven't been reading, I'm no longer as educable as I used to be in the combustion area. Because we're certain sooner or later to get into fuel conversions, we need high temperature kinetics and medium temperature kinetics and combustion and radiative transfer people to help issue in the fuel conversion. We thought shortly after the oil crisis, it started in 72, that the day was short. It was a short time before we'd be converting coal into oil and gas. And I made the statement in a, I was one of the members at some symposium in a Philadelphia meeting. I remember that I said something I'd like to take back. I said that it won't be many years before the gas conversion of coal to gas will be the dominant chemical plants of the United States. They will account for most of the chemical reaction going on. That hasn't happened. We weren't as near running out of gas as we thought we were. A lot's been found since, ways of improving the output from old gas wells as have been developed. But sooner or later, we're going to have to use some of that coal, and that means that the combustion process is going to stay pretty close to the center of the energy problem for, I think, a lot more than one more generation. If the sun is contributing much by the time my children die, I would be, if I were alive, surprised but pleased if the sun contributes much in my children's time. Now my grandchildren's time, I can't speak so strongly, but my oldest grandson graduated from Harvard 5 years ago, so my grandsons or children are getting along. There's, I think, a better than even chance that the combustion process will not have disappeared from the center of the stage in energy production and conversion. Availability, being energy being made available for use. I think there's a good chance that that won't happen in the life of my grandchildren. Hmm. And my youngest grandchildren are in the fifth grade. Of course, there are other areas, and I think it is the business of an educator always to attempt to teach the technique of learning rather than to teach specialization in an area. In my many years of teaching a graduate class in combustion, I went through periods where the enrollment was low and other periods where it was very high. It still oscillates, and right now it's kind of low, as I understand. And my view always was, surely I'm teaching you combustion, but what I really want you to learn is how to think. Mm-hmm. Combustion just happens to be the particular area that I am using to teach that, but what you want to learn, I hope, a bit from me, is how to think better. And if in the course of it you become an expert on combustion, that's grand, but that's not the main objective.
Well, I think that with those remarks we'll close, and I again want to thank you very much for sharing your outstanding career and all of the many facets of it with us. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.